From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iraqi Special Forces soldiers have recaptured a central municipal compound in Fallujah from Islamic State fighters on Friday. This after nearly a month-long battle to reach the city's core. Iraq's federal police chief said that the liberation of the government compound, which is the main landmark in the city, symbolizes the restoration of the state's authority in Fallujah. According to security officials, many IS members fled the city this week in the run-up to the offensive by posing as civilians fleeing the conflict. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden met privately with relatives of the 49 people killed and 53 wounded at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, in the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. Speaking to reporters, the president said the family's grief is beyond description.
I held and hugged grieving family members and parents, and they asked, why does this keep happening? And they pleaded that we do more to stop the carnage. They don't care about the politics. Neither do I.
Obama and Biden also met with first responders, medical staff, and law enforcement officials, thanking them for their response efforts. A second flight recorder, the flight data recorder, from the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean last month has been recovered, Egyptian officials announced on Friday. The first data recorder, the cockpit voice recorder, was found just one day earlier. No cause of the crash, including terrorism, has yet been ruled out in the ongoing investigation. For more, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. The medical humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, announced on Friday it will no longer accept funds from the European Union and its member states. This in opposition to an EU deal with Turkey that strictly limits the number of refugees admitted to Europe. The MSF International Secretary General said that the EU-Turkey deal is placing the very concept of refugee and the protection it offers in danger. MSF is calling on European governments to shift priorities by maximizing the number of people they welcome and protect, rather than maximizing the number of people they push back. Progress is being made in the delivery of humanitarian assistance to tens of thousands of Syrians trapped in besieged areas. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, a senior UN official says 16 of Syria's 18 besieged areas will soon have been reached.
Jan Egelin, the special advisor to UN Special Envoy for Syria, says significant progress is being made. This, he says, comes after several weeks where virtually nothing was getting through to the thousands of people in Syria who have been without food and other aid for months, or in some cases, years.
We hope to reach 110,000 people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas.
Egelin says it is a positive sign that a 48-hour truce was declared in Aleppo City to allow aid convoys to go through. He attributes the negotiated truce and the progress in reaching the affected areas to more effective diplomatic pressure from Russia and the United States. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United States has launched simultaneous strikes against Islamic State from the Mediterranean Sea and the Persian Gulf. It's the first time the U.S. military has bombed IS targets in Syria and Iraq from both bodies of water. Carla Babb reports.
The amphibious assault carrier USS Boxer launched its first counter-Islamic State strikes from its location in the Gulf Thursday. Navy Captain Keith Moore told VOA from the Boxer that the strikes were in concert with strikes from the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman.
We demonstrated capability to launch at a time in a location of our choosing. We're on station for the next several days in position and ready to conduct strikes.
Two of the ship's Marine AV-8B Harrier jump jets took off from the Boxer's flight deck Thursday to launch strikes on Islamic State targets in northern Iraq. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
An Indian court has given life sentences to 11 Hindus convicted of murder in one of the massacres during deadly riots that swept through India's Gujarat state 16 years ago. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.